Hello, we're conducting a survey to help us better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Repeat that again.
When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, somewhat satisfied, or very satisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm very satisfied.
Thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's very important to you. Voting rights.
10, very important.
Criminal justice reform.
Very important. 10.
Reproductive freedom.
Very important. 10.
Healthcare.
Very important. 10.
Immigration.
Very important. 10. And it's going in a very right direction.
Crime and violence.
Very important.
Jobs and wages?
Very important. 10.
Democracy?
Repeat that.
Democracy?
I don't understand.
Democracy.
Democracy.
Oh, very important. 10.
Climate change?
Very important. 10.
Abortion rights?
Very important. 10, 10, 10, 10.
Thank you. Student loan debt?
Very important. 10, 10, 10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
Immigration? 10, 10, 10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
Very important.
Racism and discrimination?
Very important. 10.
K-12 education?
Very important. 10.
Thank you. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and a 10 means you are extremely likely to vote.
10, and plus that you could put in a remark box. I'm going to be there like 3 days early, attempting not to vote.
Thank you. What is your race?
What's that?
What is your race?
Do that, that important for this survey?
It's just a statistical question to make sure that we're asking everyone.
Black.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, and everybody in my family and all my neighbors, I'm getting them out there to register. Everybody in
Thank
my community.
You, sir. That's very good. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Wait, let me put on, I wear hearing aids, I don't have my hearing aids in. What's the thing? Yes, I'm a male.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
I don't think we need to know that. Mm. Yeah, I declined on the birth, you know, for security purpose. But let's put it this way, I'm in my 60s.
Hello? 1 second, sir. Yes, 1 second.
Yeah. But security reason, you know, like, you know, I can't give you, like birth. No, ma'am.
Yes, that's no problem.
Yeah. So how did y'all get my phone number?
I was just randomly assigned. We're an independent research company.
What company?
An independent research company from Miami, Florida.
Oh, okay. Okay, what
is
else
the highest
you need?
Level? What is the highest level of school you have completed?
Yeah, highest level education.
Yes, or the highest degree?
Yeah.
Do you have your bachelor's degree?
No, I got a doctoral degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
Wait, hold on. How to answer that?
How much power do you feel that your vote has?
I'm gonna say none.
None?
Yeah, none.
And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Always from 0 to 10.
How much power? I feel it. I'm gonna go high on that, a 10.
Thank you. Hello?
I'm still on. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you
for answering this.
Well, you're welcome.
Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not particularly feel warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, you can indicate that as well. Donald Trump?
You're not one of the conservatives group, are you?
No, we're just conducting the survey about all political parties.
Okay, what about Donald Trump now?
How do you feel towards him? 0 is very cold and unfavorable, and a 10 feels very warm and safe.
Which one the lowest? Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable? With a 0?
Yes, very. Very unfavorable.
The Republican Party?
Very unfavorable. If we could go low, let's just put them on 0.
Okay, thank you, sir. The Democratic Party?
The highest you could go. What you say on your level? 4? Let's give them a 10.
Kamala Harris?
A 10.
Joe Biden?
A 10, a 20, a high as we could go.
Okay, thank you, sir. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
A 0, lowest you could go.
Thank you, sir. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Straight Democratic.
Can you please tell me the candidate in specific?
Who I'll vote for?
Yes.
Oh, okay, for your Sunday, straight Democrat. It'd be Kamala Harris.
Would you vote for the Democratic?
What's that?
Thank you. Would you vote for the Democratic candidate in U.S. Congress as well?
Yes. Everything to get this U.S. back on, let's keep it on the right track so we won't go back.
Thank you, sir. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted, and we'll vote on this one coming up. You know, straight Democrat. Like I said, I'm going to go 3 days early and just camp out at the voting booth that with me, my family, my neighbor, anybody I could get.
So you voted for Joe Biden, sir?
What? And you're so great. Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. We're already halfway there. Thank you very much for your time. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse?
It's great. My life's been, it's great. It's the highest you could go. Just like, I'm going to stop you a little bit on the survey. You know, like some people say my life, this and that, mine's been going great. And all my family members' life been going great. You know, we ain't going to get caught up in the politics thing, like saying my life. Yeah, great. Whatever on that list, mine been going great. And my family life been going great. My grandkids, my kids, everybody life been going great.
That's very great, sir. I'm very happy to hear that. As you mentioned earlier, your friends and associates, everyone votes, correct?
Wait, hold on. Let me put on my hearing aids.
Okay.
You understand what you... Wait, hold on. Can you give me a second before I put my hearing aids in?
Yes, no problem, sir.
Okay, I'm back.
Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Okay. Seems like you're breaking in, and I don't know where you at or whatever, but I can hear part of what you say. Repeat that one more good time.
Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes? Most of them vote? It's about half and half? Most of them don't vote? Or none of them vote?
All of them vote, and plus with the one I talked to, like they said they're going to get out and vote and get everybody to get out and vote. And for the record, they're going to get Democrat and Republican to get out and vote.
Thank you, sir. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe. Yes?
Okay, hold on for a second. I want to know if this phone call is legit. We're going to call you back on another line.
Okay, sir.
So we don't know if this is Russia. We don't know who this is.
This is just from an independent research company.
Yeah, but y'all should have a callback number. Don't y'all still have a callback number?
I'm sorry, but we don't have a specific number. I'm not sure if it would be okay if we finished the survey on this line.
You couldn't give me any information. If I can't call back and verify who I'm talking to, for the rest of your conversation, I don't know I'm talking to Russia. I don't know I'm talking to China. I don't know I'm talking to India. Russia, I don't know who I'm talking to right now.
We're in Miami, Florida.
I'm I know all about Miami, Florida. You know, I'm an older guy, yeah. Because you said you're from Miami, Florida, you keep saying that. Yeah, so if we don't have a callback number to verify the research center or whoever you're calling back, I didn't mind, having a few minutes to entertain, you know, whatever your question. But for your research, right, you know, for the record, for the world to know, for Russia to know, we straight Democrat, we voting Democrat, everything for Democrat. And they're going to be, you know, the way we go about doing it, going to be legal.
We're a legal company, sir, and we're already halfway through the server, so I'm not sure if you're okay if we
halfway.
Finish it. Yes, we're more than halfway.
Okay, let's put it this way. I put that halfway on pause we get ready to go somewhere and we already spent at least around about like close to 10 minutes on the line.
Would you like to call you back at another time? Would that be okay?
That'd be another time because we get ready to like leave out, you know, this hotel room.
Would be the best time to call you back?
Let me see. That was a good time. It's about 5. And we'd be still going. We're about 6.
We can call you back tomorrow, sir, if that works for you.
Yeah, that'll work. But pick back up. Put a bookmark right there on that question there. And we'll pick back up, and then we could finish this survey.
Thank you very much, sir. I'll call you back tomorrow in the afternoon, if that works for you.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir.
All right.